Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the California Angels and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting second, the center fielder, Jarvis Tatum. Batting third, the shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth, the catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Murphy. Pitching for the California Angels, Tom Murphy. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, John Matias. Batting second, the shortstop, Sid O'Brien. Batting third, the first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth, the catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jarvis Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matias for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the Angels will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats John for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jarvis Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum is 0 for 1 in the game. Tatum hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthias hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matthias for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. Noop is walked intentionally. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthias hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matthias moves to third. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer juggles the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Hopkins moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields it and throws to home to get Matthias. Hopkins moves to third. Hermann moves to second. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jarvis Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum is 0-for-2 in the game. Tatum hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Matthias. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Fregosi moves to third. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen is walked intentionally. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knoop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Matthias hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John moves to second. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 3 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jarvis Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum is 0 for 3 in the game. Tatum takes first base on ball 4. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tatum moves to second. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tatum moves to third. Fregosi moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Brien. Tatum scores. Fregosi scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-0, Angels. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi misplays the ball. That's an error on Fregosi. Melton moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Christian pinch hits for Bobby Noop. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Angels, 2, White Sox, 2. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Tommy John. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is hit by the pitch. Walt Williams pinch runs for Tommy McCraw. Ken Tatum now pitching. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Matthias hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-4 in the game. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Matthias moves to second. Greg Garrett now pitching. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and California Angels, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.